I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As we reported earlier, the siege continues at the Westgate Shopping Mall in Nairobi, Kenya. Shots and explosions could be heard today outside the mall as police tried to corner the militants inside. The attack began on Saturday when the militants stormed the crowded mall and started shooting shoppers. More than 60 people were killed, and the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, based in Somalia, claimed responsibility. There is a substantial Somali community in Kenya. Tens of thousands of Somalis fled to Kenya during and after the civil war in Somalia. Many settled in the Nairobi community of Eastleigh, also known as Little Mogadishu. Kevin Mwanza is a reporter with Reuters in Kenya. He visited Eastleigh to hear how residents there are reacting to the attack on the shopping mall.
At the moment, they're fearing that the military or the police will be sent to Eastleigh to prosecute them for being in the country illegally, because most of them are there and they don't have any documentation showing that they're in the country legally.
So there's a fear that they might get deported, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they may get deported or they may get arrested for being in the country illegally, just as an operation to clean up the Eastleigh. Eastleigh is a very congested kind of place. It's known for selling contrabands and sometimes even guns and bullets are sold in Eastleigh that come from Somali. It has been neglected by the local authority because the Somalis that live in Eastleigh don't pay taxes. So the local government does not consider Eastleigh as part of where they're supposed to be taking care of their amenities, the road, the sewage, and the general cleanliness of the place.
How many people have actually said to you, we're worried about reprisals, we're worried about some kind of vengeance against the Somalis living in Little Mogadishu?
Most of the people I talked to were not very willing to talk. It was very difficult to get someone who was willing to talk about it because they were scared. They didn't know who I was. They thought probably I could be even police trying to pretend I'm a journalist and I'm not, and then I arrest them. I talked to a young boy who was he was selling cell phones, most of them counterfeit cell phones from China. And for him, he said he was really scared because he has never been to Somalia. He was born in Kenya. He came into Kenya and he was born in Kenya and he doesn't know anything about Somalia. He's never been there. So if he is arrested and sent back to Somalia, it will shatter his life completely.
How do Kenyans regard the Somali community? Do they look down on them at all?
Some Kenyans feel like Somalis are invading their privacy because they come in, one person buys one house, and then they're living like 10 families in the same house. So you have these young Somali guys sitting around, not doing any work, not going for any job, not going to school.
Is it fair to say that Kenyans see a lot of Somalis as being lazy? I mean, is that kind of a criticism?
They're not lazy as such, but they don't integrate properly with the rest of Kenyans. They tend to segregate themselves, live in groups, leave so many of them in the house, and so Kenyans don't think they're lazy, but Kenyans think they are segregating themselves from Kenyans. They're not trying to integrate themselves with Kenyans and think that we have been accepted into this country. And this is where our home is, and we should take care of it.
I mean, given what's happened at the shopping mall in Nairobi, I'm just wondering if, I mean, there's already concern about police coming into Eastleigh, into this place called Little Mogadishu, and starting to really focus on the Somalis who are there illegally.
So the Somalis know that if such a thing happens, the police will come and they'll ask for documentation. Are you here legally or illegally? Do you have a foreign identification? If you don't have, probably they'll arrest you.
And Kevin, so, you're saying this has happened before in Eastleigh?
It's happened before, more than once.
Has there been any history of Shabaab members emerging from Eastleigh, from this neighborhood of Nairobi?
There is a mosque near Eastleigh in a place called Majengo that has a youth program that is known to recruit Kenyan youth into Al-Shabaab. It has been under investigation for a while, but nothing has been done about it so far because it's still opaque on exactly how what they're doing.
Kevin Mwanza reports for Reuters in Nairobi. Kevin, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, too.